Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. It's always such a joy to be able to come to the Word of God, ready to study, prepared in our hearts, and asking the Lord to bless our ears and our eyes to be able to hear and see what He has for us today. And that's why we always go to Him in prayer as we begin our studies. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we are again blessed to be able to study Your Word. We know that when we study Your Word, You're going to teach us about Yourself. You're going to teach us about Jesus. You're going to teach us Your ways, O Lord, and Your great plan of salvation for mankind. I pray that You will open our hearts and minds, our eyes and our ears to receive from You today, O Lord. Guide us by Your Holy Spirit into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth, we pray. And we'll give You thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Going to Judea Again, and is taken from the book of John, chapter 11, and verse 7. John the Apostle wrote after Jesus received a message from Mary and Martha, that their brother Lazarus was sick. He abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. And in chapter 11, and verse 7 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "Let us go into Judea again," where we read, "Then after that said he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again." The verse reads, "Then after that said he to his disciples." John began with the words, "Then after that he said," which means, therefore, following the 2 days that Jesus remained where he was, he uttered, declared, and proclaimed to his disciples, or toward Jesus' students, pupils, and attendants, the following words. John shared how Jesus proclaimed the following words to his disciples after his 2-day delay from responding to Mary and Martha's request to come help their brother Lazarus. The verse continues, "Let us go into Judea again." John added the words, "Let us go," which means allow and permit us, Jesus and his disciples, to depart and leave into Judea again, or into the southern portion of Palestine, lying on this side of the Jordan and the Dead Sea, to distinguish it from Samaria, Galilee, Perea, Idumea, another time. John shared how Jesus instructed his disciples that he and they should leave where they were and return another time to the area of Judea. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus responded 2 days after the delaying acting upon Mary and Martha's request for him to come help their brother, Lazarus. Jesus knew the timing for every event in his life, and he was constantly teaching people about God, the Father, and his ways. Though he delays according to man's timing, he is right on time according to his. God loves people, and he desires to have a personal relationship with everyone through his son Jesus. Those who are wise will carefully examine Jesus' delays and understand his perfect timing is so they may surrender their lives to him as their Savior and Lord. Next time, John shares how Jesus' disciples say, "Master, the Jews of late sought to stone you." So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.